Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo, and I am very thrilled to welcome you all, my guest for today. She is leading her very own team at NXT TakeOver War Games, Shotzi Blackheart. Hi, Shotzi.
Hello.
So, how excited are you knowing that you are about to be leading your very own team at War Games?
Oh, I am so thrilled. This is the kind of match that I've been waiting for since I started at NXT. Like, we're surrounded by a cage. We've got weapons and we've got two rings. Like, I'm going to have so much fun.
And it's crazy, right? Like, 2 weeks, like you, two rings, like you said, all of the weapons. I mean, it's not something that you can say you've done, you know, before. So what was your reaction when they told you that, hey, you're going to be part of War Games and, hey, you're going to be captain of your own team?
Oh, I was just ecstatic. Like I said, like, this is the kind of match that I've been waiting to have at NXT, and it's happening at a TakeOver, and I'm leading the team, so our strategy is just going to be complete chaos.
I like that. And when you think back, like, you think back about some of the past War Games, you know, people that have led their own team, you're talking like people like Sting, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Dusty Rhodes, and now, you know, you're adding your name on there. Does it add any sort of pressure to you?
You know, I try not to think about it that way too much, but it's just, it's such an honor. And, you know, I'm just going to leave it all in the ring and I'm going to get absolutely crazy.
Did you watch any of the past War Games to sort of, you know, come up with some strategy or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I definitely rewatched last year's, since it was the first women's War Games. I knew I needed to revisit that, and all of the NXT men's War Games, had to go back and watch those. You know, and every time I watch it, I get a new idea and I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, all right, let's do that.
That's good. The crazier, the better. I think everyone, like, going into War Games, I think the fans' perspective is like, we just want to see great stuff happen. You know, what crazy stuff can they come up with and kind of, you know, just go from there, right?
Exactly.
Now, Shotzi, I have to ask you, you know, you just signed with WWE, you know, last year. And since then, you can say you've been able to do so many cool stuff. How has it been like for you in terms of seeing how your NXT run has gone? Did you ever expect for it to go the way it has, in the sense that, again, you've been able to do so much?
No, I really did not think that in my first year I'd be in the Royal Rumble, leading a War Games team, hosting Halloween Havoc. You know, it's been a really bizarre year in like the most amazing sense. And it's also just been, yeah, just dream come true all around.
What would you say has been like the craziest, or you're like, oh my God, like, pinch me, is this real? Or you were like really nervous for?
Oh, wrestling EO for one, I was very nervous for, and hosting Halloween Havoc, I was like, wow. I'm a big fan of Elvira, Vampyra, you know, all the horror hosts of the past, and I've always wanted to be one, so I got to live that out for one night on TV. So, like, that's crazy.
You know, the intro to that was fantastic too. I mean, you had, you know, the big, like, I think your hair was crimped, right? And you, yeah, you know, you were howling. I mean, it was wild. How did you sort of, you know, prepare to do, like, what was your creative process for that?
You know, I have been hosting like little Halloween shows at bars every year for like the past 6 years. And that's kind of how I would always do it, like with the angle grinder, usually like covered in blood or something. And I was like, so when Halloween Havoc came around, I was like, well, I'm just gonna do me, what I've been doing on Halloween every year for the past like 6 years. Like, I'm just gonna bring it.
Exactly. Just bring it. I think that's what people like. And see, that's the thing, Shotzi, is that I've noticed, you know, just like going, like, you know, talking about to people on social media, like people love you. Like they love you. They love having you on their TV, all of that. So what I want to get at is, you know, you've been bringing such a fun and unique perspective, something different that, you know, none others before you have actually had, like the style and the way you are. So with that being said, what was your inspiration in terms of bringing forth the Shotzi Blackheart persona?
You know, I think that I really have rock and roll and horror movies to thank for that. You know, like the green hair is like a tribute to my favorite monster creature. I'm also like a big fan of Tank Girl, so that kind of has a play in it. But yeah, it's just from movies and music that I listen to has kind of just formed this.
Just like taking bits and pieces of things you love, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, and I think it's really resonating with people because it's like the second you come out, people are like, oh, like Shotzi's on, like let's pay attention. And that's great because I think, you know, it's very hard to easily command attention like that when you're in the ring, but it seems pretty natural to you.
Yeah, I think that when you're just being yourself is when people want to look, right?
Exactly. And now I was watching the War Games promos where, you know, you're out there with your, you know, your machine and you're doing all of this, like, you know, tool stuff that I don't even know about. So in terms of that, okay, without any spoilers, what can fans expect from the Shotzi Blackheart entrance at NXT TakeOver War Games?
Well, it's going to be definitely bigger, ballsier, and, you know, I added a couple little tricks onto the tank too. Like I couldn't just come back without Jazz pimping it out, you know?
That's what I'm curious about. Like, I'm so excited to see like what detail is being included in the new tank. Like I'm finding it very exciting. And I think a lot of people are too. When I posted that I was going to be talking to you on Twitter, everybody was like, we want to know about the tank. We want to know about the tank. Is it surprising to you? Or is it kind of cool when people are always asking you like, hey, like, why'd you come out with a tank and all of this stuff?
Yeah, it's just so fun because it was just like an idea that I had and I didn't think that they would bite on. And now it's like my signature and I can't do anything without my tank.
How did you feel pitching that idea? Because it's kind of, you know, it's out there. Not very many people would think of it.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty straightforward. I was like, hey, look, so I have this tank. Here's a video. And they were just like, bring it to TV next week. And I was like, cool.
Like, this is your moment, Tank. It is your time to shine bright. And it kind of worked out cool because, as you know, it sort of was weaved into the storyline, which I thought was pretty awesome. So let's talk about this too. One of the things that I think NXT has the strongest is definitely the NXT women's division. As we're seeing now, we're seeing a lot of talented women in the NXT TakeOver War Games match. With that being said, for you, what does it feel like not only to be part of the NXT women's division, but in terms of obviously you're surrounded by all of these very talented women, how and who are some of the ones that have inspired you as well?
Oh man, you know, it is so motivating. And I agree. I think that we do have one of the best women's divisions in the world. And like, I look up to every single one of these girls. Like I've watched their career. A lot of them I wrestled when I was on the indies, and like, so to be in the mix with them is just so reassuring of everything that I've worked for. So it's just like, it's amazing.
How is that? And do you ever like reach out to them, ask for any sort of advice? Like, what's the relationship like with all the women backstage?
You know, we have such an awesome locker room. Like everyone's so nice. Like it's so chill and everyone jokes. And yeah, they're so open with advice. Like Rhea is amazing. I learned so much from her. Candace, even before she turned into a meanie, so amazing. She has so much knowledge and she's just so willing to give it.
And that's really cool because, again, like you mentioned Candice LeRae, somebody who, you know, has had, you know, such vast experience. And now it's like your team Shotzi versus team Candice LeRae. That's kind of like crazy, right? Like when you think about like the scope of thing and everything that led up to this journey for you.
Oh, yeah, it's wild because, like I said, like I just looked up to her when I was on the indies, and now I am getting an army to face her army. It's crazy.
So now, okay, you know, again, we mentioned that within a year, you've already done so much in NXT. So for you, what are some of your goals within NXT, within WWE in general, and even outside that you're like, oh, like this is something that I'd really like to do someday, or just some of the stuff that are on your bucket list?
You know, the number one things that have been on my bucket list lately is just matches like War Games. And I do have a ladder match coming out tomorrow. So like I'm getting my wishes all in 1 week. I have two wild matches in a week. So I'm hitting some major goals right now.
What do you think fans can expect from your match this Wednesday?
More chaos, recklessness for sure. I'm just gonna bring that Evel Knievel spirit, just and be a complete daredevil.
I think that's awesome. I want to see it. I can't wait. The more daredevil, the more I'm completely sold on this. Shotzi, let's go ahead and move into the second portion of our interview today. This is what I like to call the lightning round, where I'm going to ask you 10 questions. You answer them as fast as you can, just to kind of get to know you a little bit so your fans can get to know you a little bit more. So are you ready for lightning round with Shotzi Blackheart? Here we go. Question number one. What was it like running over Robert Stone?
Oh, so much fun. I want to do it again and again and again.
he's going to watch this and be like, what?
He knows it's coming.
We want to see it. We all want to see it. Question two, since signing with WWE, who would you say are some of your new best friends that you have made?
Scarlett, for sure. That's my rock. That's my girl. You know, Tony, Rhea, they're both really fun. Caden and Casey, all fun. I don't know. Like, I'm all friends. I'm friends with all of them. I like them all.
That's good. That's good. Question three, where can you find the best pizza and what is on it?
Oh, the best pizza. You know, I've been really feeling Giordano's lately. Like, the deep dish has been stealing my heart.
What's on the deep dish? What are your toppings?
I like meat. I like a lot of meat in there.
Meat lovers galore. Yes. I love how happy you got when I asked you this question. Like, I could see this glow. You're like, yes, a pizza question.
Pizza.
Question five. Name your top three favorite bands of all time.
The Ramones, AC/DC, and the Sloppy Seconds.
Question six. Now, I know you love horror movies, but what about horror mazes? And if so, which are your favorite?
Horror mazes?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a big fan of, like Halloween Horror Nights. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, Halloween Horror Nights, like, all of that.
Yes. Okay. Well, Halloween Horror Nights takes the win, like, so good. They did Poltergeist, maybe, I don't know if it was like 2 or 3 years ago. It was so awesome. That's probably like my favorite haunted house I've ever been in.
Are you a screamer or are you just the person that chills as you go through the maze?
No, I'm a big baby. I'm scared of, like, I love horror, but I'm a big baby. Like, whoever I'm with, I'm like,
But it's kind of more fun that way, isn't it?
It is. That's why I watch horror movies, because I'm so scared. It's exciting. It's fun.
I love that. Question seven. What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
One time in a match, I did jump off of a roof onto my opponent.
I think that qualifies as crazy.
Yes, that's pretty. It's pretty nuts.
Question eight. What is your favorite candy?
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Question nine. What's the first thing you do when you wake up and the last thing you do before you go to bed?
I kiss my dog and I kiss my dog.
That's a pretty good way to start and end the day. And last question, question number 10, what is the best place you've ever traveled to?
Oh, Hawaii. I'm obsessed. I love Maui. I think it's so beautiful. Like, I'm retiring there for sure.
I love it. You're like, I already got my retirement plan set. This is where I'm going to, you know, relax.
Yep, just me and the dog.
You and the dog in Hawaii, that is definitely the Instagram feed that I want to see.
Exactly.
Shotzi, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview with me. Before we go, before we wrap things up, let everybody know where they can find you on social media and all of that.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter, Shotzi Blackheart, just the way it is. Super easy.
Awesome. Guys, make sure to follow Shotzi. I will be including all of the links in the description box below. Plus, do not miss NXT this Wednesday on the USA Network. And do not miss NXT TakeOver War Games on the WWE Network this Sunday. Until next time, I'm Denise Salcedo, and we'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter @_DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.